Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 47, and following that, we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 47. God is the strength in which I trust. If you are trusting in your own strength, you have every reason to be apprehensive, anxious, and fearful. What can you predict or control? What is there in you that can be counted on? What would give you the ability to be aware of all the facets of any problem and to resolve them in such a way that only good can come of it? What is there in you that gives you the recognition of the right solution and the guarantee that it will be accomplished? Of yourself, you can do none of these things. To believe that you can is to put your trust where trust is unwarranted, and to justify fear, anxiety, depression, anger, and sorrow. Who can put his faith in weakness and feel safe? Yet, who can put his faith in strength and feel weak? God is your safety in every circumstance. His voice speaks for him in all situations and in every aspect of all situations, telling you exactly what to do to call upon his strength and his protection. There are no exceptions because God has no exceptions. And the voice which speaks for him thinks as he does. God is the strength in which I trust. As I contemplate this lesson, I ask, what is there in me that can be counted on? People have asked me what I would do in a situation, and I came to realize that I don't know what I would do in a situation. I would know only when the situation arose, because I honestly didn't know. And so if I am relying on my own strength, I can't know what I'll do in any situation. God is the strength in which I trust. And so this is a question I have to ask myself. Do I trust God? With what will I trust God with? How far will I trust God? It may seem like a complicated question, but it's not. It's a decision to believe the truth. If I can make the decision to trust God in all things, then when all things happen, I can already know that I trust God. What is it that I am not willing to trust God about? Where does my confidence seem weak? What is it that I think my strength will deliver me and not His strength? God is the strength in which I trust all things to. I entrust all things to God. I cannot know every facet of any problem. I trust God does. I confidently give my willingness to trust God in all things. God is the strength in which I trust. Recognizing my true strength comes not from me is the first step. The next step is having confidence in that truth, that my true strength is fully justified in every respect and in all circumstances. No exceptions. Holy Spirit, when all things seem to be happening, help me to remember this decision I make today with all confidence. God is the strength in which I trust. Help me to stop when all things happen and remember the truth of this statement. God is the strength in which I trust. Give me the remembrance to let go of fear and stand in God's strength. Trusting with my whole heart, my whole mind, and my whole soul. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we get comfortable, and we sink down into a few deep breaths. Having made the decision to believe the truth that God is the strength in which you trust, try to reach down into a place of real safety. You will recognize that you have reached it if you feel a sense of peace, however briefly. Let go all the trivial things that turn and bubble on the surface of your mind, and reach down and below them to the kingdom of heaven. There is a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where nothing is impossible. There is a place in you where the strength of God abides. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in the strength where God abides. Namaste.